Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
you got it!
It's time for episode 688 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint Frozen Empire on your way to summer 2024. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me, as always, is Brett Peter, a.k.a. star Peter Morris, scorer of the film Neighbor. What is it?
Destroy All Neighbors.
Destroy All Neighbors. Starred.
Thank you, sir.
I think I said starred twice.
So love, yeah, and Peter twice. I'm okay with that.
Congratulations to you. You scored that film.
I did. I did indeed. And I'm happy to have it behind me because we didn't have a bathroom as we were scoring it. So a lot of that is like a bursting bladder throughout the film.
I'm looking forward to the DVD commentary where you talk about the ordeal.
Yeah.
I do not exactly have an opening rant this week, but I will say, you know this thing, Quiet on the Set?
Yes. Yeah, the Nickelodeon scandal documentary.
Important film.
Yeah, episode.
Needed to be made. Support everybody in it. But I'll tell you what, I'm not enjoying the score.
Oh, really?
I don't like the score.
Wait, I didn't even clock like what the score was. Like, what about it didn't you like?
I haven't even heard it. But no. shame on these producers. I looked it up. They hired this guy, Ian Holtquist, who just mailed it in. And I would have liked them to hire you, actually. Put the heavy guitars in. Put in the metal.
I like that. I think it should. I don't know how I would score something like that. Like serious,
quiet on the set
material.
It's like Quiet on the Set, so you could like play with that idea.
Well, that means that there's a lot of room for metal, I think. Because it's quiet on the set.
Because there's people yelling, "Hey, quiet!" Yeah. They probably did have to yell quiet on the set with all those kids around, even though the adults were at fault. Moving on.
What checkpoint are we at this week?
Oh, this was Frozen Empire that refers to the Ghostbusters movie. But, and like the world is thawing out, so we're heading towards summer. But most checkpoints are not topical. Most checkpoints are the same thing happens every year.
Right.
So we're really at checkpoint Sweet 16. The final.
Almost at checkpoint, checkpoint Easter.
Yeah. And checkpoint Fool's Day.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. congratulations. Yourself. Congratulations to us. And now, let's meet our guest. Here he comes now. Wow. You know him from thousands and thousands of episodes of Yo, Is This Racist? And so many other things. We'll talk to him shortly. We're glad to have him back on the charts. It's Andrew T.
Yo.
Yo.
What up?
Hell yeah.
What up? How's it
going?
Good
to see you, Andrew.
Yeah, likewise. This is, you guys got the blurry backgrounds going. Could just look at my blank-ass wall. I was going to put some art behind me.
I'm jealous of how neat and clean you have it over there.
Yeah, you don't have any shame behind you.
Yeah.
I got nothing. This is just my like annoying, I sit here to write and podcast only, and that's all I do in here.
That's good.
It's a bummer room. It's my bummer room only.
Oh, okay.
I guess podcast.
The clarity room. The clarity room where you just go to say your thoughts.
Do you have like certain rituals before you write or to get you into the mood of writing? Do you have like a food that you always eat or like
an
enticement?
I think I'm like a lot of people, which is before I write, I do like anything else I can do in the entire
fucking
life. I literally just like kind of mopped. I didn't fully mop my house, but I was there's a little piece of my kitchen that's not great. Instead of writing,
it's crazy how productive you'll be inspired to be on anything else than the one thing.
Yeah. You start writing and you find your characters mopping. You go, oh, wow.
A lot of bullshit. Bullshit only.
Yeah.
Yeah. My characters are just wiping stuff down and trying to figure out like if the TV could be better. That's all. That's all we do.
And snacking. Anything.
Oh man, I almost found an orange in here before this, but obviously everyone hates when you eat on mic, but I've been trying to get better at sneaking an orange between takes.
Maybe you should try to do it during the show and we'll have people just email in and see if they caught it.
Yeah, time code. Just tweet code just the time code at me with no other information. I'm sure I'll remember.
I love that. It's the game within the game.
Yeah, you got to look for fun where you can find it.
With Yo, Is This Racist? Go ahead.
I was going to ask how that's going. This is a podcast that we all have history with. Howard was an early guest.
Among the first guests.
I thought I was going to decide the whole thing. I didn't think you were going to need episodes after me.
You were definitely within the pilot period of like, do we let this motherfucker keep going?
What would you say are some of your larger findings, your macro findings from doing the show so long?
Oh, the findings that have since come up are our listeners are really overthinking it, but in a cute way. The secret of the podcast has been it's mostly about abusing the people that call in. Why would you ask something like this?
Right.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Type questions, but. Yeah, is the parasocial relationship we've developed with the audience is they call in and we yell at them.
Do you get a lot of really extensive, like, you know, people really giving you all their thoughts and emails and stuff like that?
We've been trying to keep it short. So a lot of that shit just doesn't make it to air. It's like, if you're really going to give us all the information, it's like, no. Right. We're trying to like branch into just regular advice because that's the other secret sauce is that 90% of the advice boils down to like, have you considered just acting normal? gets to most of the questions. So yeah, that's our deal. So we're like, fuck it, we can tell people about, you know, whatever, how to pack or the relationship advice. And I don't know. We'll see. Right. We're trying to decide what to do with this fucking thing. But for now, just, racism all the fucking time.
All the time. And hey, congratulations. Why tamper with it or tamper with it And
yeah,
we'll look forward to it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Well, this is the 688th time that we're about to hear the theme to the music chart. Music. We used to play LPs, 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next, ChatGTP? Tunes. Nailed it.
I don't think I've even downloaded a song in like years now.
Yeah, yeah.
That says something bad about me.
Okay. Well, yeah. It says I got to update the theme. We don't download anymore. It's an interesting stream.
It's an interesting thing to mark how often we have to update these lyrics.
Yeah,
you know, technology moves so fast.
Yeah, ChatGTP is gonna have to. We're gonna have to use AI to write the themes just to keep up.
Just to keep up. God.
Yeah.
You got to try it. You got to see. You got to see what it can give you. You know,
is AI racist?
I mean, here's the thing.
That's a great
it
question.
Probably is. Just because the people who love AI so much are these like tech bros.
Yeah.
I had a realization during like the writer's strike, especially, was that like I feel like I think AI maybe in theory could do all the shit that they think it might do one day, but I think in practice it's learning from the people who are most enthusiastic about AI, and they all have incredibly shitty taste. So it is such a weird like thing where I'm like
it's every time base memories are going to be like shitty.
Yeah. It really is. It's like this thing where I'm like, I just don't think AI got it because its parents are like dorks.
Right.
Right.
It's going to inherit those stupid genes and it's going to be trying too hard. And
well, I mean, even taking them out of it, if they're smart enough to take themselves out of it, I think eventually it just sucks up the whole entire internet, right? Or it just sucks up the culmination of human interactions and stuff, which I'm not so sure is a great idea either.
Yeah. You know,
it's like,
it's
more about what it filters out.
Yes. I saw this shit where it's like, I think like at least one of those AI bots is like starting to learn from shit that other or AI has written. So the lies are getting like magnified, the like lies and errors are like learning from itself. So that is going to be very funny. Cause it just like freaks out every now and again.
It's kind of like inbreeding. It. Like it's just learning to do it wrong and keeps doubling down on it.
Yeah,
I think it's funny. Yeah. We're in a phase of it now where I find it like interesting and funny in a way that you can laugh at it. Because I like when it tries to do a video and the hands are all mangled and it can't like get things right. To me, I want it to just stay in this period where it keeps fucking
like
up.
Goofy.
Like it's impressive, but it fucks up.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't look forward to the period where it's just like so perfect and we can't keep up and no one knows anything anymore.
And it kills us.
Yeah.
But
it'll be cute until it kills us.
It'll do some things.
That's Terminator times. That was my favorite other part about the writer's strike. It was like, oh, what's going to happen when they replace as writers? And it's like, by the time you can actually do what writers do, It's a fucking conscious being, and then it's Terminator. Like, who cares? Who's a fuck?
We're gonna be
TV writers. Yeah,
we won't be thinking about that. We'll be scrounging for food in the woods.
Yeah, not important. Can you eat rat? That's gonna be your biggest problem.
I was just saying, not to make this the AI podcast. I was just seeing like someone talk about it, and it was kind of an interesting thought experiment where it's just saying like. Even if it's just as smart as us, like not smarter, as people say it'll get like a million times smarter, but even if it's like just as smart, but it's just 20,000 times faster than us at anything.
Yeah.
It's already over. Cause it's like, how can you like, imagine if like,
and it's free.
Yeah. Andrew and I are having a conversation at 20,000 times the rate you are. And then you try to come up and catch up with us and like,
right.
What are you thinking about? Like, we're just going to be so far ahead.
It doesn't need to fucking mop the kitchen, which is that's its problem. Its kitchen is going to be all fucked up.
Yeah, there you go.
true. It won't have anything to procrastinate with. Maybe that's what will destroy it.
Yeah. All right, let's get in the music chart.
All right.
This is the Spotify, the top five in the USA on Spotify. So this is coming in at number five.
Number five.
I don't know if you say this D-Jo or just Joe. This is End of the Beginning.
Oh, it's pronounced D-bag. Thank you.
Oh, whoa. Wait a minute. I'm looking up this guy, and he's the actor in Stranger Things.
Which one?
Whoa.
He's like, I think he's kind of the cool guy, the like Ben Schwartz-y type. You know, the guy who's like, has that kind of swagger, but then I feel like in the later series, he's sort of demoted a little bit.
Right.
Well, glad to see he's making some money.
That's interesting, though. He's on the charts as a musician. I had no idea.
How do you spell
that? I've heard before.
D-J-O. Just
could
it also, like
could that
word.
Be his name? D-J-O?
It could be.
It is. That wild. One's like you a, could like say a, that so many different ways.
D-Jo. That one's a TikTok one, right? I feel like I've seen that on that Chicago piece on the TikTok. I'm going to say the TikTok.
I didn't
because
hate
that's
it.
How I talk.
The talk.
Yeah.
I think as far... I mean, we'll see this top five, but I bet that will not be my least favorite on the top five. Okay. I'll give it that. it might already be better than this number four entry. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign and Rich the Kid and Playboi Carti with Carnival. Let us say she was a pro. She's great with teeth. I'm going to tell her to go, go, go.
Like she's facts, we turn up to the max. I wop up from the back. I gave that bitch a cramp. They love me out in France. In the hood, I'm good, I'm stamped. Every day I dress all black. For sure, 900 racks. Middle East got double that. I'm a neck of bubble back. I'm a wrist new Cadillac.
There we go.
Is that racist?
Is that racist that Brett doesn't like it? I listen, I know I'm being an old guy about this, but the two, I like my weird, not weird, I'm sure this is not even original. My, this thing with like TikTok driving so much of music is that like so many top songs now are just like a kind of like reasonably slow list of instructions or nouns that like, and both of these songs, I feel like it's just like, so you could do like essentially like a fucking like charades dance to each song. Like, and that just seems to be like the most important thing.
What are the, what were they saying? What were the instructions?
I don't even know, but it just, you know, like, da, 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 da. Like,
oh,
you could,
yeah.
You could do whatever, each like thing, you could just do it as a charade.
So you could put the, oh, I see what you said. So you have time to do the little movement on the top.
Yeah. And like the tempo is always like that now, just because like people can't dance that well.
I do feel like Kanye kind of introduced some of that style, like in the cadence of rapping, the da 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 da, like just the same cadence every single line. It's like sometimes
I guess
it works.
It's good for the club. I'm not a club person, but I see it. I just like,
We gotta wait for some new trend in TikTok to change the music. It's like the talks are driving the tunes.
Yeah, it really is. My fucking, I let my friend visited my friend like came over with his kids like kind of unannounced to my apartment, and I don't really have a kid friendly apartment, and so I was just like, well, fuck it, kid, here, you can take my iPad and do what you just play whatever music. And they added this playlist on Spotify called like Big on the Internet. And it just like fucking destroyed my algorithm because there's just all the TikTok music now.
Yeah.
Oh no, this kid.
Yeah, the fucking worst. Anyway, that's why I've heard all this shit.
That's right. Your quiet on the set. That's your kid scandal right there.
Yes.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is future Metro Boomin, Travis Scott, and Playboi Carti with Type Shit.
So wait, everybody on the last record except Kanye?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They got sick of him. School type shit. A silent hitter. I just keep cool with you bitches. A silent nigga counting dog food type shit. Moving through the city with your boo. Maybe that was his way of getting back in. Music industry, it's like there's a bunch of you doing a song, like stick me in there, you know, there's already five guys in there, like
right,
stick
let me
in
just
there.
Hang out.
Put the double O in the moon, serotonin, that's a cool type beast. Oxycontin mixed with the loons, used to land a feeling like a zoo type beast.
There you go. Slow tempo again.
Wow.
Very danceable. Very yeah. TikTok danceable tempo.
Psychedelic.
Yeah.
If you're what did he say you mix OxyContin with? What did you make that out?
Oh, with Oxy, the pimple medicine.
OxyClean?
OxyClean, yeah.
Oxy all the way.
Yeah. all right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Oh, there's a artist name I haven't heard in a while. Hozier with wow. Too Sweet.
This is like early days of Who charted right here.
Yeah.
Hozier.
It can't be said I'm a clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me to live right, to go to bed before the daylight. But then you wake up for the sunrise. You know you don't gotta pretend. Baby, now and then, don't you just wanna wake up? Dark as a lake.
Still has that like church sound in there. He hasn't abandoned
yeah.
it.
Yeah, like Michael Hutchence at church.
Right.
Welcome like, back, Hozier.
I don't know. We'll see. It was a little boring for a comeback, I think. I would like I to so hear too. It kick into high gear at some yeah. point. Maybe it does.
I thought I had closure, but now there's more Hozier. Mm-hmm. Was that racist?
Constant.
You just ask him that after everything.
You gotta know. I'll just weigh yeah. in. How about this? I'll let you know if it's not. I'll jump in.
Yeah, the okay. answer is usually
that one's yes. clean. That one's good.
All right, deal.
The answer is usually from what I remember of the podcast. It's generally
it's
a,
not fun.
A yes,
it's not fun
usually.
If we're gonna say no.
Yeah.
What's the point? Why are you here?
Stir it up. Yeah. Stir it up.
If it's something you even have to ask, it's hard for it not to be. I've noticed a lot of people ripping off that Take Me to Church song. Like, I feel like there's a big Taylor Swift hit that's almost the exact same thing. So maybe Hozier's like coming back, plant his flag back down.
Oh, I see. Yeah. This newer, even these younger kids don't even remember Hozier.
Yeah.
So he's like coming back for them, like Betty White.
Like Betty White. Her famous famous vengeance.
Betty White, yeah. Betty White's revenge. We yeah. all know it.
Yeah. All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Future. Metro Boomin. Kendrick no way. Lamar with yes. Like That.
Like
gotta buy my joint up on this bitch. I miss you, I miss you, I miss you. 3 times. Yeah. Sticking to the code, all these hoes for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gon' make her pussy leak. Pussy niggas told ain't gon' wake up at they sleep. You can't hear that switch, but you can't hear them niggas scream. All my hoes do shrooms, nigga, all my hoes do coke. 20 karat ring, I put my fingers down her throat. If I lose a carrot, she might choke.
It sounds cool.
I'm just saying, it's a slow, manageable. So here's what TikTok is. That's to an me. Old it's just like,
is it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's Houdini that sounds- or somebody like that. Or,
it's cut up a little bit. I know you're talking.
You
about.
Can probably figure it out from the writing credits, but I forget who that is. But that's like way old school. Way old school. But yeah, it is that same tempo.
Got it. I'm just saying, all TikTok, all music now is basically just kind of like a real nasty hokey pokey. Like, it just like tell you what to do, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like the old fast stuff, like Bombs Over Baghdad, it's just not as easy to pull off a TikTok to that kind of beats per minute. Very interesting.
Depressing. Oh,
I think Easy Does It has it. Eazy-E.
Has that music?
Has that. I don't know. According to this website, it contains the samples.
Oh, I think it's from like 80s.
Everlasting Bass. Well, that
Oh, Everlasting was... Bass. Yeah, that's... who is it to say the artist? That's it.
Oh, yeah. Here it is.
King T?
Oh, yeah.
King T? Is that King T?
Yeah, that's the exact same thing.
But does it say who the artist is?
Yeah, Rodney O and Joe Cooley.
Oh, Rodney O and Joe Cooley.
Talking Rodney.
Nice, you called him.
Oh.
Rodney O. Rodney D. Joe.
Rodney Joe and Joe Cooley. Was that number one?
That was number one. So yeah, Metro, it looks like Future and Metro Boomin came out with an album together. And so, that's where all these
songs. That'll do it. People are hyped.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a big feud broke out this past week with, Kendrick taking on, Drake and, J. Cole.
Oh yeah. I just saw the people making jokes about that. I didn't even see what the hell actually happened.
Yeah. I think it was, those guys are considered the big three, and then Kendrick said, F the big three, there's big one now. So I don't have all the details, but it's exciting. It's exciting.
That's pretty good. What more do you need?
Yeah. And so it ends with a bang right there on the music chart, and we'll be right back with the movie chart.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with our guest, Andrew T. And
Yo.
Brett Morris.
And this is the movie chart. Movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. For most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are friggin' giant. Movies. All right. We're in our...
Go ahead. Have you ever been taken aback by just how big they are on the big screen? Like, is it people? Ever just too big? Yeah.
Pretty crazy. I'm trying to think of an early close-up. I would have seen maybe Raquel Welch or something like that as a child. Oh,
wow, yeah.
On the big screen. It's overwhelming. I do remember this. When I went to see The Who, it took me two or three songs to wrap my mind around that they were regular-sized people. I was seeing them at a stadium, and they were far away and they were small, and I was like, I don't get how they're not bigger. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know.
It makes no sense.
It's like reading comic books. You expect to see,
Yeah, they should all be 10 foot tall at least.
Yeah.
I went to my first movie that I guess it's a thing. I hadn't been to a movie where my seats were physically above the screen. Like I was looking down at the screen. So I was in like the second or like almost very back row of one of those like stadium seating theaters. And I was like, oh, this is fucking weird. It's so bizarre to be looking down.
Like,
Yeah. Love Lies Bleeding. I do recommend it. It's the horniest, grimiest movie I've seen in 2024.
Really?
Yeah, it was quite good.
Is that why they station you above it? So you're looking down into the filth?
Yeah, just to let them know. Just to keep everyone else safe.
All right, let's get into the box office here. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is... Wait, is this right? Arthur the King.
Oh, yeah. The Mark Wahlberg dog movie.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. It's always a dog movie every few years.
3 days, 200 miles ago. Leave the stupid dog and let's go. Come on. Move, Tom, Tom. What is it, boy?
Oh, God. Can't believe I almost walked right off that cliff.
Extra meatballs for you, my friend.
He's hurting. What do you think he went through before he met us?
Whatever it wasn't good.
How the hell did he get all the way from here to there while we were on bikes and zip lines and running and climbing?
He must have wings we don't know about.
You have a dog, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where she went, but she's here somewhere.
Do you think she would be capable of like saving a group of people on a sort of action adventure, you know, homeward bound situation?
I'm like the world's dumbest chihuahua, so no, she can't do shit. But do I think, she does like to follow me around. So I guess if I went on a fucking bike zip line ride, she would probably figure out a way to tag along. She's pretty helpless.
I don't think Wally would do so well in these movies. I think he would just run around and get himself in trouble and just like dig a hole.
I think the dog in this movie senses that it's the only one who could probably think, you know, its way out of the whole thing.
With Wally, I can't believe
someone's got to do it.
With Wally, he got, you know, like bit by a rattlesnake a few months ago.
Oh shit.
And it was scary and you know, we took him to the vet and everything's all right now. You know, they treated him well, he got over it. But like it was an interesting thing to observe him to see like if he would learn any kind of lesson from that. Because you know, he really went through it like having gotten bit by that thing. And then it's like this, as soon as we get home and like every day since, he just runs right to that same spot where the snake was and is looking for
my friend.
It's just like, you dumbass. This is
where my friend lives.
Yeah. You think it was your friend. Like, you would just get bit in an instant again, if you could.
You should get him, I don't know, some meds or something. Calm him down.
Cause I've heard there is a such thing as snake training for dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Where you purposely make them afraid of snakes.
Yeah,
some sort of exposure thing, so they know to avoid them.
How do you do it?
Yeah.
You spray.
Well, I would have thought this would have done the trick.
This would be the ultimate training, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you do it. You just, I guess, maybe do they use fake snakes? I don't know. Just throw some fake snakes.
Or electric snake, like it gives them a shock if they touch it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, cause I guess for a dog, it's like, they don't realize that the snake was bad, but the part that was probably worse for him is like all the vet and all the other shit.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't realize that all happened because of the snake.
Yeah. You're exactly right. Yeah. The snake part was just a fun friend he found. And then we are the problem.
I gotta get away from this vet so I can go back and
what are the assholes?
My boy, the snake.
I want to play with the snake.
Have you seen any of the videos? One of the funniest things that I feel like we discovered about cats, like we collectively, was that if you put like a cucumber by them while they're eating, have you seen these videos?
Mm-mm.
Like there's a bunch of them and they're so funny every time. People lay a cucumber right behind the cat and the cat just sees it out of its like peripheral vision and freaks the hell out every single time.
Really?
And like if a cat's eating and then sees that cucumber a little bit like creeping on the floor.
Snake or something?
I think he thinks it's a snake. It's like something that they've hacked into the cat's like instincts.
I love
and
that.
And the cat will just flip out and jump like 10 feet every single time. It's so funny.
That's so funny.
There's like compilation videos online of it. You're like, what is this weird specific cat hack? Cucumber on the floor.
Cats are fucking weird though. What's the other thing? They like hate lemon or something? Like lemon smells really disgusting to them.
Really?
I believe there's something like that.
They gag or whatever.
Yeah, or they just find it like repulsive. It's
You know the movie Jaws got all those sharks killed because everybody wanted to hunt sharks. This is like a horrible time for cats. They're all getting cucumbered.
The opposite was we had a cat that for some reason celery, like fresh celery, if my mom got some veggies at the store, would turn him on. And he'd start like sniffing the celery and start like almost like straddling it.
Nice.
Oh, and hell yeah.
There's something about celery that just did it for him.
You gotta fuck a celery sometime.
Fuck that.
He must
celery.
Have banged snakes, you know, like his family, a cat.
Yeah. okay. What number are we at? Three? We're at number four. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is Immaculate.
God saved me for a reason, but I'm still searching for what that reason is.
Sydney Sweeney and another thing.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
That's Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
As a nun?
Yo!
It's funny how nuns have just turned into like primarily horror movie tropes.
A spooky nun,
yeah.
You don't see them anywhere else, just in the movies.
I heard this is good. I heard, which is seems crazy to me because it's like, how good or bad could a spooky nun movie be? Like, it's probably exactly fine.
Right.
What's the other thing I saw her in recently? Oh, Madam Web. She's in.
Yes.
I feel like this, the nun thing, her as a nun, and then also her character in Madam Web had like had porno vibes to it. Like, I feel like they're just typecasting her as that. And it feels, I don't know, a little obvious or something.
This is the nun, but you know she's crazy hot underneath that.
Right. Yeah. That you know that's on purpose. Creepy casting director.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a little insane that in Madam Web, like it was just like three like gorgeous like 27-year-olds all playing high school students.
And so
like,
insane.
What the fuck is happening here?
That movie was.
What is going on?
Bonkers. And then you never saw them.
Yeah.
You never saw them do the thing that they was promised that they would do. Like the whole movie promises them is this new pack of like superheroes with these powers and stuff. And he never gets there. Like it just flat out never happens.
I watched Madam Web and the day after I watched Madam Web in the theater, I watched Poor Things. And I got to tell you, I found it 1 million times more enjoyable to watch Madam Web than Poor Things.
Oh, really?
I was like, this is
Academy
like, I
Award
get it.
Nominated.
It's not, I know. I truly, I was like, I know this makes me just like an idiot, but I had so much more fun.
I believe it. I had fun at Madam Web.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen Poor Things yet.
It's a little slow, and I heard I was missing some of what the text of it is supposed to be, but I, from what I could tell, I was like, I don't think I agree with this.
Madam yeah, Webb totally agreed with.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is true. Fucking loved it.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Kung Fu Panda 4.
Once I possess the kung fu of every master villain, no one will dare question my power.
Not even the great dragon warrior.
Who's that?
The most powerful shape-shifting sorceress, the chameleon.
How do I find this, the chameleon?
I'm gonna lead you right to her front door.
Well, they got seven Asian army.
That we'll just have to get an army of our own.
Someone said these were good. I don't know. I haven't seen any of them.
I've never seen any of them. I'm glad we watched this trailer because tomorrow I am, my friend is out of town and his kid, basically I'm taking my friend's kid to the movies just to give her something to do during spring break. And I'm like, where the fuck do you take a kid? So I think this is literally the only acceptable movie for a child in the theaters right now. Yeah. So we're going to see Kung Fu Panda, and I have not seen any of them ever. So I'm glad I got a little bit of a taste of this.
Catch up on the first three tonight.
Yeah, I got to actually right after we get off of this, I got to turn on.
Yeah,
watch the trilogy.
DreamWorks Plus and really just fire up all three Kung Fu Panda movies. Do you think? I mean, I find it impossible to imagine that you guys haven't discussed this already on this show, but. Do you think the White Stripes knew how much money they were going to make when they wrote Seven Nation Army?
I don't know. I always think that when you hear it as a soccer anthem, like it's a big sports anthem
that's,
now.
That's the thing I don't think he could have predicted, because he might say, well, this is going to get licensed. But the idea that it would be played in every soccer stadium all over the world and you know, every
like ever. Yeah.
I mean, that's the lottery.
Generally in sports, I feel like I've heard it at like NBA games.
Yeah, no, it's like all games. Yeah.
Yeah, it's caught on now.
Everywhere.
So and, fucking crazy.
It was interesting because the Detroit Lions were in the playoffs in the NFL this past playoffs. And that's like, they're the only home. They're the only home crowd like doing Seven Nation Army. Like, that's their thing.
So it does make for a good chant. It really does.
Yeah.
And I do feel like they needed to, like the Gary Glitter song was getting a little old. You know what I mean? Like they needed a replacement. Yeah.
Jock jams. They needed a new jock jam.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess, do you think you set out to write a jock jam? That seems like almost impossible. If you want to write a jock jam, it'll never happen.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but he was, you know, it's about Salvation Army. He called that's what he called
oh, really?
It. Yeah, when he was a kid,
I don't know.
He
oh, that makes sense. Called it
Seven Nation Army. Yeah,
oh, interesting.
Little tidbit for you, Detroit.
Right? I remember that next time there's a Salvation Army, you know, person outside the grocery store, start singing that song with him.
Do you remember when in that documentary when Michael Jackson, they passed the Salvation Army? And he goes, they have a lot of good stuff in there. And everybody started laughing. And he goes, they do. he liked it too. I guess he used to go there when he was little.
Oh,
I guess. I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Good stuff. How have you covered that on Grift Horse? Salvation Army?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if we have. We should, though.
Yeah.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Dune 2.
Oh.
Our enemies prevail. But I do see a way. There is a narrow way through.
Form of power that our world has not yet seen.
the ultimate power.
Have not seen yet.
Oh.
I want to see on IMAX, and I just haven't been
able to
see
it yet.
Yeah, I heard it. It looks cool.
Yeah. It's every one of those suits makes it feel like I feel like everyone on set just fucking stinks so bad.
Sweating in there every day. Yeah. Gotta wear a suit.
Fucking gross.
I do wonder how they did it. Like, cause every shot is so stark and dramatic. Like the cinematography of it or whatever. That it almost just feels like a series of photographs in some ways. Like, you just wonder how much time was spent on set. Like, just stand exactly here and then find these angles and just stand still in the most, like, you know, daunting way in the corner, far corner of this crazy ass building.
Yeah.
They have all the stand-ins are just dropping like flies.
I can't. It feels like it'd be horrible. Like, those are, you know, in the world of the movie, those are like, you know, whatever heat regulating suits. This is just fucking rubber. Yeah. It looks like I just hope the back of all those suits is completely free and open.
Like,
ass is hanging out.
The ass is out like a medical gown.
Hospital. Otherwise, they're going to die. It's just awful.
Speaking of ass out, did anybody see the new Roadhouse movie?
No.
Okay.
Is there ass out in that?
Well, Conor McGregor makes an entrance.
I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah, it came out.
Oh yeah,
Thursday.
Amazon. Yeah, of course. Jake Gyllenhaal. He's all swole in it.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, is it as insane as the Swayze Roadhouse?
Yeah, it's just it's just a dumb new version of it, high octane version. But I think it'll age just as. I mean, it won't age probably as good as that one, but it's a perfectly bad, great action movie.
I do want to see it.
It's not used that much, so it's good. It's good to put
these in. It's tough. He's not an actor. You know, fighters and actors, it's not easy.
It's not.
I would imagine.
But it was they didn't have him show up till like halfway in, kind of like
right.
Shark and Jaws or something.
I'm sure that's exactly what they told him. It's like, no, Connor, we got to limit your screen time because you're like the shark in Jaws. you're more menacing off camera, right? If you think about it.
You're Bruce.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
For the first time dot, in dot history, in there?
Yeah.
A room full of people froze to death. In July.
If it's an unimaginable evil with the power to kill by fear itself.
Like, literally scared to death?
Now it's headed straight for us.
Is something trying to get out?
Many things.
It's commanding an army of the undead.
I think we're all going to die.
Hold on your ass!
Whoa! I didn't know Kumail's in that.
I didn't know Kumail was in it either.
This could bring about the end of humankind.
Wow.
I think... Oh, Patton too. This looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks... To me, it looks pretty good. Like, kind of an old school look. Like, it feels like Ghostbusters.
It looks nice and crazy.
Yeah.
They filmed it at the old Meltdown.
Yeah.
Largo. Kumail and Patton were just hanging out.
But do you want to just do a couple scenes? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do some scenes.
Wait, so it's got Rudd in it now and the Stranger Things kid?
Yeah. I think a bunch of Stranger Things kids? I can't tell the difference between Stranger Things kids and any other kid actor.
I'm the same way. Thank you for saying it. I'm the same here.
Half of them are the Stranger Things kids.
They're just the same kids.
But they keep hiring those kids, like in the new It movies. It was like the Stranger Things kids were in there.
Okay.
Anything that's like 80s, they're just like, you're the new 80s kids.
Yeah,
These guys never experienced even the 90s. They have to represent the 80s now.
I will say a little bit, I think because of the internet and Spotify, kid actors are better at knowing about actual shit, I feel like. Like, I wrote on a 90s show, and I was genuinely impressed how much these kids, like, genuinely knew all the music and stuff. And I was like, oh, right, because, like, it's like, the analogous thing would be in the mid-90s, if you're listening to, like, like, shit from the 70s, it's like, what, you're like, you had to, like, find it and look it up and, like, buy a CD or an LP or whatever. And this is just like, they're like, oh, okay, 90s, great. They just listen to fucking everything. Yeah. It's like, they, like, knew all the music. And I was like, all right, yeah, good for you, kid.
That's cool.
Right on. Hey, you know, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but Ashton Kutcher on that 70s show, you know how he was always like surprised at something, like, oh my God, you know, that thing. And I was thinking that's like the first generation of Taylor Swift. Like, I think that's where Taylor Swift got it. She probably grew up watching the 70s show. Like, she just won an award and she's like, oh.
Or Joey from Blossom.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Have you been paying attention at all to Taylor Swift's vacation with Travis Kelce this week?
No, I don't know about this.
Okay. I don't know much about it. There's just all these pictures online. You see him, like, in swimsuits and walking down the beach.
And he just walks up there. He goes, is it electric, babe? Is it electric? Did you hear him after the Super Bowl? He goes, was it electric? Was it electric, baby?
That's insane.
It's so wild. I mean, I guess this holds true for Eddie, like, not even just post-game interview, but, like, I could do, like, a medium light workout and I'm not, like, really cogent to talk to someone for, like, 20 minutes. It's so fucking crazy to, like, play a full, football game and then have to just be on mic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I've been watching more basketball these days, but they do like, official press conference after every basketball game. And I think the same thing, like, all of them seem so worn out and tired and they have to answer these questions.
Yeah.
It's just like the worst conditions for an interview.
I just want to lie down. Can you just text me your questions and I'll get to them in like the next 2 hours.
And that's why, like, Bill Belichick from the Patriots is just great. See, he would go, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's so weird because I realize that you never gain any information from it, but I do still, like, really want to see those interviews after every game,
as if
I'm going to learn something more. And it's just always the same thing. Like, well, we just got to put the ball in the basket. You know, they just got more points than we did.
Right.
Well, because the one time you skip it, they're going to say something fucking insane.
Yeah.
So you got to be there. You know, it's like watching NASCAR. Like, mostly it's boring, but just in case.
Just in case the car flies over the fence into the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know.
All right. Well, that's the movie chart.
And that's the movies. And we'll be right back with the hot picks. The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who bought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks. These are the hot picks. We'll see if we do better than Spotify.
Not as many artists as the Spotify picks, I'm sure.
Right. Not as many posse cuts.
Yeah, possibly. That's a good term. Okay, coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Howard's first pick. This is Morgan Evans with Rip Rip Wood Chip featuring John Williamson live at the Sydney Opera House.
What about the future? Gotta draw the line without delay. Well, shouldn't I get emotional? The bush is sacred. Ancient life will fade away. Over the hill I go, killing another mountain. Gotta feel the quota,
come, go slow. Huge machinery wiping out the scenery. Big swipe like a shearer's blow.
Rip, rip, wood chip, turn it into paper. Throw it in the bin, no news today. Nightmare dreaming, can't you hear the screaming? Chainsaw, I saw more decay.
It's good, right?
Yeah. It's Australian country.
Australian environmentalist country, yeah. I guess.
That's so, I had no idea what to expect.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird one. And it's live too. It's kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. Rip, oh, yeah. Rip, wood, chip, turn it into paper.
Yeah, yeah, I liked it.
How did you find this?
Oh, that was actually on the country, it's like on this country playlist that I follow.
Oh, interesting.
So, they tried to stick that on the country chart. There's another band. They're like an alt band. I'll look it up while we're listening to something else. But it's weird some of the stuff they stick onto the country to try to get people into it. There's like a band that is fully from our world more than the country world. But
That one, especially because I can see the video, like the live footage of the audience all like closing their eyes and singing along. Felt like I was joining this like history that I'm not caught up on at all. Like the form of the music, like the lyrics, the
genre,
who I'm looking at.
Right.
Yeah. The only other Australian country I know about, I had to look it up. Friend of the show, my podcast co-host, Tawny Newsome. I'm trying to remember whether she directly sang with this guy one time or was like supposed. There's like a long story to it. I don't totally remember it, but this guy Roger Knox is an Aboriginal Australian country singer, and it's fucking great. But every time I listen to his songs, it's a little bit like this, where I'm like, I don't think I understand a single thing that you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're like,
oh wow, yeah, I'm looking him up. It's cool.
Yeah.
Midnight Oil, they had thick accents. They weren't country, I guess.
That's true. Yeah. I think it's the Australian like cowboy country kind of thing specifically that I'm like, I mean, I get it. There's a big fucking desert and shit must, you know,
yeah.
That culture's gotta be similar. But I was like, I don't understand what's happening here.
But I like it better than Keith Urban, who's Australian, that just kind of does American country, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to hear
Ziggy
some Outback.
Yeah.
All right. Coming in, number four.
Number four.
This is my pick. This is Melvin's Allergic to Food. Shit.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's high octane for those guys, right? Don't they usually go real sludgy?
Yeah, this is a little faster tempo for them, a little bit more mosh worthy.
Yeah.
I mean, they always have big ass heavy riffs. They got they got a lot of burners, but this is fast for them.
Yeah, I like that. I like frenetic with the energy. Yeah, frenetic.
Very cool. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Andrew's pick. This is Jaguar Twin.
You're going to hate this, just FYI.
Oh, cool. Maybe it's a cold pick with a bad feeling Oompa Loompa.
Oh, whistling.
Ooh, the whistling's already. I'm a little unwell, 'cause the truth is a lie that nobody can tell. Every kid
on the block, talking riddles and pros. Then we dance till we drop, drop, drop.
Oh.
Everything's
perfect. Yes. Here
and the sun the is fuck it.
Shining. Oh my god.
Holy shit. Here, there's nobody crying.
Oompa, oompa, doobody, doo. Oh my god. I'm feeling about you. Oompa, oompa, I don't know, dude.
I got my goodness. I think the aforementioned kids playlist that was on my Spotify, I don't know why this was fucking on it. I actually assumed it was from the movie and it's not. It's just, but it's like,
oh, really?
It kind of reimagines a world where what if the Oompa Loompas were like neck tattoo guys from Huntington Beach?
Yeah. And I was going to say this has a gathering vibe to it.
Yeah. It has like a 21 Pilots kind of vibe too.
Yeah.
This could be together with ICP and the Jugglers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather hear the Cars for Kids commercial.
It's got something about it where it's like, it's that same thing that Imagine Dragons has, where it's like everything is so high drama in it, or it's like so 100% in your face that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just too much. It's just like the most unpleasant thing that Spotify routinely suggests to me, like constantly now.
It's so unpleasant.
They're going to start giving you kids bop and.
Oh my God. But it is just like, what if Oompa Loompas fucked and had like several STDs?
Yeah. Yeah. Had like switchblades they're pulling on you. That's a great pick. That's I'm not gonna get that out of my head.
I'm sad I know it.
It's so funny when some artists or like songs have that vibe of like, are you trying to irritate me as much as you can? It's every part of it is like that mocking voice almost.
Yes. Like it's like somehow mean spirited, even though I can't exactly put my finger on why.
Amazing. That's insane. Jaguar twin.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe they played that at that, that AI disaster Oompa Loompa fest or whatever in Glasgow.
Oh, maybe that's the theme music to that.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. That would make perfect sense. All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my pick. This is Omni with Souvenir. With Plastic Pyramid. Souvenir is the album name.
Are you hydrated, baby?
What are you, a tall drink of water?
Would you go away with me?
Well, I could, but why bother?
When you know, when you know, when you know, you don't need to see it all. That right? Yeah, why bother? Plastic pyramid, no one cares where you've been. Unbox paradise, save your money for another slice. Plastic pyramid, pump it up like an engineer. Unbox paradise, culture synthesized.
That's interesting male-female dialogue.
Yeah, they don't usually have that duet thing. I think that's a guest star on that song.
Oh, okay.
But I always just, they have this like super angular, dry guitar sound. They do these like really dry staccato riffs.
That had like a Gang of Four kind of sound to it. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Angular, yeah.
They got other songs that are really good. That one's, I would say, okay.
I liked it. That's a new one. I felt like I was listening.
That was fun, yeah.
Through their wall while they argue during a rehearsal.
Yeah, right. It's like you're in a band with this weird couple.
Yeah.
It's not good if it's not eavesdropping. It's like, just go outside or do this later.
Yeah, argue later, you guys.
Okay, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Howard's pick. This is Peso Pluma with LA People 2.
Yeah, I don't know much about the song, but I want to look. I want to talk about Peso Pluma.
Okay. This also has Tito Double P on it.
Okay, he's also cartel approved.
Okay,
you gotta have the cartel's approval for these songs.
What's the genre again? Where you were talking about that?
Oh, Narco Corrido.
Narco Corrido, it's called. Yes. Crazy.
Songs about narco trafficking. Yeah. By the way, do you know that the cartels in Mexico are like the fifth biggest employer? They combined employ 175,000 people.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I believe it.
Crazy, but so Peso Pluma, he sang that other song, Belicon, the one we looked at. There was a music video with him and his friend.
Yeah, I remember that.
Menacing narco traffickers. So now something's going on. I was watching it on Telemundo, which I can't really speak Spanish, but they were showing like Peso Pluma, but now he's got like old man hair. I don't know if you Google like gray hair or something, Peso Pluma.
Yeah.
Gray hair. I don't know if it's some new scary trend they're doing down there or if it's just for a music video. Do they have it?
Let's see. I don't see it.
Do they? Oh, okay.
He's got kind of like a mullet.
Yeah, he's got like cool guy, dirtbag
mullet. Mullet, yeah.
Gray hair.
He's got the crow's mullet. Do you guys see the new Crow trailer? He's got a mullet.
Who stars in that again? Isn't it?
It's Pennywise. What's his
name? Oh, right. Skarsgård.
Yeah.
They're not showing it. Oh, wait.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's made even more of a mystery now because it was in Spanish, which, you know, I can't really speak, so. Maybe they're all
his gray hair was back. In Spanish.
Yeah, they're holding this back from white audiences.
Yeah, I like the whole Narco Corrido trend because it's like the scariest trombone players on
Earth. Yeah, they're going.
Yeah,
burr, 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 burr.
Trombone players. Probably double bass, the hardest core.
No, he'll kill you. Yeah, we watched this one El Belly Cone, and they just look like two guys that you would just see, like, you know, hanging out, and it's just so menacing, you know. They've got
great. I like it a lot.
Yeah, he's like,
it's like good instrumentation.
What they can do with an acoustic guitar and like a snare drum, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. What's the other brass? Is there like a French horn in there sometimes?
No. It's like trumpet or like
trumpet. Dude. Yeah, trumpet. Yeah, yeah. It's just brass.
Piccolo's my least favorite part. But as long as they don't use too much of that, I'm way into it.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell them that. I don't know if you're willing to tell them.
I don't know. Eddie Van Halen's dad played piccolo. Like, replace it with the guitar. Like, get that out of here. Name a song that you like that has piccolo in it.
I can only name one, period. That fucking Peter of the Wolf part where the piccolo is like the rabbit or whatever.
Okay, there you go. Good call.
That's literally the only thing. Some marching band shit, probably, right?
I don't know. Benny Goodman. Probably. I mean, that's... yeah.
Probably like the most soaring parts of some marching band music are piccolo. There's some shit that you do love that you just don't realize it, that it's piccolo.
What song?
Name one.
Name one right now.
Yeah. I don't know. Piccolo's can't think of one.
Yeah.
What is it? Oh, God. Yeah. No, it's escaping me.
Even ska, they left out the piccolo. Like, even those nerds didn't do it.
I you gotta have like a band that's just piccolo and double bass. So just it's just like instruments that look like you either got shrunk or got and you're like somehow in the Alice in Wonderland of it. You're playing the wrong size thing.
Does Yankee Doodle have a piccolo? Is that like a piccolo song?
I think that's flute or whistle.
Fife? What the fuck is a fife? Is that a fife?
Fife. Crosstown Traffic has kazoo. Jimi Hendrix.
That's true.
Still don't use piccolo. But
those are good hot picks.
I'm just going to Google what's the most banging piccolo song.
Oh, good call. A hit with piccolo. Piccolo hit.
Oh, you know what? You know what is fucking this up? What? One of the characters from Dragon Ball Z is named Piccolo.
Ah, it makes it impossible.
So anything good about Piccolo is all Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, you got to go to page 17.
That's like there's an Australian football player named Brett Morris, and he screws up all my Google
results.
He's just
fucking your life up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He seems like he must be like an all-time great or something, because there's a lot written about him.
He must be really great.
He must be really, really good. Like, just all-time Hall of Famer.
To bump me out of Google, he must be like one of the biggest players they've ever had. Hey, well, right on. Super fun seeing you. We had a great time with Andrew.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Everybody, check out all the episodes of Yo, Is This Racist?
Start from the beginning. Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. What is it? Suboptimal Podcast?
Yeah, Suboptimal Podcast. We have a premium show where we don't talk about racism, where we just talk about bullshit. So you can join and do that. Suboptimalpods.com.
Head over there, guys, for great content. Thank you so much. It was great having you on.
Thanks for having me.
We're in the former Earwolf Independent family. A podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
We made it out.
Yeah.
Broke off from the Death Star.
Doing it our way.
Yeah, exactly.
Go support them and go to whochartedpod.com if you want to support this show and get Two Charted every single week on Fridays and the entire back catalog ad free. It's like 800 something episodes.
That's right. Yep. As well as Preemstream. We go over old music on that. We do new music. And I'm Two Charted. You'll get a mix of both. We've got some exciting donkey nominations in this upcoming episode. Also, check out Grift Horse with Megan Beth Keister. You can make money just by listening. And Drop Date Duel, new battles every week. Yeah. And we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.